Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Hi, Daddy. I didn't know he had those kind of hops. A gamble defensively paid off handsomely.
And another step in. Justin Edwards, the steal. Transition. Reeves, attack mode on a kick.
He doesn't stick.
Edwards. Oh, he's feeling it. And the foul. A chance for four.
Welcome back to Sunday's Bets with PJ Glasser and Denton Day on the BetQL Network. Presented by BetMGM.
Some highlights yesterday from Kentucky's win over Alabama, courtesy of CBS, Iron Eagle, Bill Raftery on the call. PJ Glasser, Denton Day, Sunday's Bets here with you. Hour number three with you guys for two more hours up until 4 o'clock Eastern time. Time to talk some college basketball, as there were three games that we were monitoring in the early window. Maryland with a big win over Rutgers. St. John's takes care of Creighton. And South Florida right now up by 9 over SMU with 5 minutes to go in the game. So three games, Dan, that we were closely keeping our eye on. You had Maryland, you had Rutgers early on in the day. I had St. John's first half, and then I had SMU as well. And then I made some live bets on these three games just to keep myself entertained. And all three of these underdogs, it looks like, are going to win outright. We got two homes so far in South Florida up 9 with 4:42 to play. When we get a day like this where the dogs are barking early, does that maybe do you start to gravitate towards some favorites later on in the day?
It kind of makes me double down on wanting to lay the 6.5 with Nebraska against Minnesota in the final Big Ten game of the day. I think it tips off at 6:30 Eastern time. So we're seeing a lot of underdogs. We know they're not going to be barking for the entirety of the slate today. So I'm feeling way more confident now about Nebraska. I was already liking them, but now this is just further incentive because I need to win back some money.
Yeah, we do. We need to win some money, Dan. No doubt about that. You would have won some money if you were listening to yours truly on the network for the last 3 days, because I was trying to tell everybody, Dan, the lock of the weekend was Kentucky over Alabama. They made me look good. They win 117-95 over the Tide. So bad beat if you had under 230 and a half, but if you took over 173 and a half, you were looking good in that game. I think a lot of people, Denton, will wake up today and say that the stock is up on Kentucky. To me, that game really didn't show me too much, if I'm being honest with you. Bama is terrible on the road this season against really good teams. Like, they just haven't been able to beat a good team away from Coleman Coliseum. It was a terrible spot for them. Kentucky had lost three straight home games. They were coming off a loss to LSU. Bama was coming off an overtime win against Florida. They were kind of due for a loss. So maybe, you know, it was surprising that Kentucky was up by like 40 in the second half. I don't know if I saw it getting to that point. I certainly expected them to win, though. And, like, this is Kentucky's ceiling. This is why everybody is really high on this Kentucky team potentially making a Final Four run or winning the national championship, because when their offense is on, man, like it was last night, they can be really, really dangerous. And Bama, I mean, it's the same old story. They just can't guard anybody. One thing I would watch if I were a listener out there with either of these teams, but especially Alabama, because their defense right now is rated much worse than Kentucky. Teams, Denton, I believe in the last 20 years, teams that are top 10 in offensive adjusted offense, according to KenPom, and 100 or worse in adjusted defense have not made it to the Sweet 16 in the last 20 years. We had three of those teams last year in Missouri, Baylor, and who was the other team? Missouri, Baylor. There was one more. I can't remember. We had three teams though last year. None of them made it to the Sweet 16. We could have two more this year might have three more this year. Baylor again, Bama, and then potentially Kentucky as well. But Bama right now is number one in offense and number 97th in defense. So something to watch heading into the NCAA tournament. If Bama's defense is 100 or worse, which it certainly could be, I will have whatever mid-major they play upsetting them in the first round. And if they happen to survive in that game, I will double down hard on them to lose in the round of 32. But that was my takeaway, Denton, is both teams are really good on offense and Bama's defense is an absolute disaster, especially on the road.
Yeah, if we're doing a stock up and stock down, Alabama is stock down for all the reasons you just mentioned. It's crazy that you can score 95 points in college basketball and lose by 22.
Yes.
Like, that is just an insane statistic to post in late February. They're stock down because at this point, PJ, you'll get to the SEC tournament and whatever happens in that tournament happens. But then in the NCAA tournament, you said it, they don't play well on the road against good teams, technically. Once you get to the tournament, every game is on the road against, theoretically, a good team. So they're going to be in a lot of trouble. I think you can get kind of infatuated by their offense a little bit, and rightfully so. I mean, a team that can go on the road and score 95 is crazy. They just end up, again, losing by 22, which is equally, if not more, crazy. So I'm big time out on Alabama. I just can't trust them against a good team once the tournament starts.
Completely agree. Two other teams that my stance on them have remained the same is Houston and Arizona. I just think it's the same old story every year with these teams. You watch that Houston game against Baylor, and it's just typical Houston. There are some really good stretches. Stretches where you watch them and you're like, who can beat this team? Their defense is suffocating. They're hitting shots. But then in typical Houston fashion, they go through these stretches where they really struggle to score. And when you go up against good teams, good offensive teams like Baylor, and then who have the defense as well, that's when Houston can get themselves into some trouble. So, like, I mean, again, the metrics love Houston, but it's just like we're watching the same team every year. And I think it's the same old story for them again. I think if they run into a really good offensive team in the tournament that's knocking down shots, I think Houston could be in some trouble. And then Arizona is the other one. Arizona lost to Washington State on Thursday. I mean, again, you look at Arizona, they're sixth in offense, 12th in defense. Like, it looks really good on the metrics. It looks really good on a sheet of paper. Their guard play is excellent with Caleb Love, who's been in the tournament before, had a ton of success, hit a ton of big shots. Kylan Boswell is a really good two guard. He might be like their best pro prospect. Excellent. They got a defensive stopper in Pella Larson, a great big man in Omar Ballo. They check all the boxes. You watch him play, though, and it's just, it feels like it's the same old Arizona. Tommy Lloyd has not had success really in the tournament, over, even though he's only been there a couple years. Certainly that loss last year to Princeton, no bueno. So I can't do it with Arizona, Denton. I can't get there with them. I can't get there with Houston. Again, it all depends on the bracket, and it all depends on the draw. And if the draw is just so favorable for either one of those teams where I'm like, you know, I really don't like Houston and Arizona, but these matchups, it's like I could see chaos ensuing here, and I could see these teams getting 12 seeds in the Sweet 16, or I could see these teams just playing against offenses that aren't going to challenge them. If that ends up being the case, maybe I could have them go into the Final Four, but I don't think I will have either of these teams win in the national championship.
So who do you trust right now? Because, like, I'm pulling up the list of teams that are likely going to get into the tournament, right?
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of teams on here. UConn, obviously, I trust UConn. I just recognize that repeating in this particular sport is one of the more difficult things to do, right? It's
correct.
very tough. I'm with you on Houston. It feels like it's literally the same team every single year. I believe in Purdue more than most people, but I still don't believe in them a lot because they burned me a couple of times this year. I just don't see a lot of teams right now that I would consider trusting. Like, I like Illinois. I mean, if we're doing just the stock up, stock down, I would say Illinois' stock is rising ever so slightly. I think they can score really, really well. But I don't trust them to win six in a row.
No.
So we're in that weird spot in college basketball. And this is, maybe this is for better because it makes the March all the more fun and entertaining. I just don't see a lot of teams that I trust. Like, I'm almost landing on Tennessee and thinking maybe this is the year that Rick Barnes gets it done. But at the same time, they could lose on like a Tuesday by 13 against a team they should have beaten by 12. You know what I mean? So it's all over the place. I don't find anybody that I trust really well outside of UConn, but I don't trust that the team can repeat.
I'm with you. Outside of UConn, there's really nobody else I like to win the title at this point. And we still got 3 weeks until Selection Sunday. Maybe that changes. The only team that would interest me outside of UConn, you said it, it's Tennessee, which is insane because it's like Rick Barnes, and I think he's only ever been to one Final Four, and it's like, do you trust him to win the Natty? But I've been talking about it with Dalton Connect, and he's the difference. Like, Rick Barnes finally has an NBA pro guy that can go just get him buckets. What I like about Tennessee this year, Denton, is that they can win a lot of different styles, right? Like, they won at Rupp Arena against Kentucky, and they scored nearly 100. They can win slugfests like they did last night against Texas A&M. Their defense is still rated number 2 in the country. Their offense is 21st. So their profile's really good, man. Like, that would be the only other team, because I mentioned I can't get there with Arizona, can't get there with Houston. Absolutely no chance I'm trusting Purdue and Matt Painter. No. That will just never happen. Auburn, they defend really well, but they're honestly Houston to an even worse extent, even though their adjusted offense is 15 and Houston is 16. Auburn's offense can disappear more so than Houston's can, and I think that'll hurt them. And then Bruce Pearl, I mean, I just, again, as a big favorite, as a big seed, like, that's just not something I want to get behind. And then it gets interesting when you get into, like, the North Carolinas, the Dukes, the Creightons, the Illinois, the Iowa States, the Marquettes. Illinois, I agree with you. I told you last week I saw them play against Maryland. I like them. They can score. Their four best players are seniors. It's going to all come down to the defense with them. Duke, what I think is so fascinating about them, Denton, there's this great stat that since 2003, 2004, I believe, in the last 20 or so years, teams that are ranked in the top 12 in the AP poll in week 6 have never won the national championship if you're outside the top 12. So you have to be in the top 12 when the week 6 AP poll comes out. Duke was not one of those top 12 teams. So can they make the Final Four? Sure. Can I pick them to go all the way? I can't, just because I have too much respect for that stat. And maybe this is the year it gets broken, but I can't get there with Duke. Carolina and Creighton were two of those teams. and both were good in the non-conference. Creighton obviously has that win against UConn. North Carolina's defense was so good earlier in the year. They've had a little bit of regression. Those are certainly two teams that are interesting. Iowa State, it feels almost like they're too trendy at this point. Just because it feels like every year there's a Big 12 team that it's not Kansas, it's not Houston. It's like that next tier that people kind of like. They're a three seed. Feels like it's been Texas Tech most years. It's Baylor some years. And this year it's Iowa State. People are like, they're the surprise Final Four team that I would watch. And it feels like everybody has that same thought. To your point earlier in the show about FAU being chalky, trendy, it feels like Iowa State's gotten to that point. I tell you, Denton, look, it's almost March. I mean, Michigan State, like, they're 17th in KenPom, 31st in offense, 17th in defense. This is a veteran team that Tom Izzo has. It doesn't look great at times. They were really good in the non-conference. I don't know if I can pick them to go all the way, but I certainly could have them going to the Final Four. What makes this year's tournament so tough, Denton, is if UConn gets upset, it's like, who's the team that you like to win? Somebody's got to win if UConn gets upset. So, I don't know, man. I mean, there are some mock brackets out there where UConn is the one and Michigan State is the eight. And it's like, I mean, Denton, I could see UConn winning that game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a tough spot to be in, though, if you're UConn. That's the eight seed you do not want to see. But here is, so you mentioned week six, right? You got to be in the top 12 in that week six rankings. The top 12 were as follows. Arizona 1, Kansas 2, Purdue 3, Houston 4, UConn 5, Baylor 6, Marquette 7, Creighton 8, UNC 9, Gonzaga 10. They're not even ranked. Oklahoma 11. I don't think they're currently ranked. And then Tennessee at 12. So technically, Tennessee does fall into that. Oh, it's only 10 teams.
Well, no, it's 12 teams, but no Gonzaga, no Oklahoma, right? Like, they're not winning.
Right.
All. So what I'm saying is in the top 12.
They're not winning at all.
Yeah, so essentially those 10 teams.
So, like, maybe Marquette. I mean, I had a lot of trust in Marquette last year, and then it didn't really end up panning out. He did in the Big East tournament, made some money off of them in the Big East tournament, but then it didn't pan out, and we saw what UConn did in the NCAA tournament. So, again, it just kind of falls back to that weird in-between spot where there's not a lot of teams that you trust.
Yeah. It's true. It's true, man. So it's going to be interesting. Maybe we can trust Houston. Maybe Joseph Duarte will sway me. University of Houston beat writer for the Houston Chronicle joins us next here. Sunday's Bets, PJ Glasser, Denton Day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.